not only ruled against Donald Trump's executive order trying to bar birthright citizenship, but he actually scolded the president and the government as well.
The judge said birthright citizenship is a fundamental constitutional right. The Justice Department is suing the city of Chicago, claiming officials there have interfered with Trump's immigration crackdown. Here's Border Czar Tom Homan.
The victims and witnesses of crime don't want the public safety threat released in their communities. That's just ridiculous. The victims and witnesses of that crime want that bad guy locked up, too. And when they're done, then give them to us. That keeps the community safer.
Four people have died in a plane crash in the Philippines. CBS's Cammie McCormick has details.
It was a small plane under contract by the Defense Department. All four people on board were killed, including a U.S. service member. The Indo-Pacific Command says the aircraft was providing intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance. A small number of U.S. troops are in the Philippines on short-term rotational deployments.
All four bodies have been recovered. President Trump is calling for upgrades to the air traffic control system after last week's collision between a passenger jet and an Army helicopter.
67 people were killed when an American Airlines jet and a Black Hawk helicopter collided in midair and plunged into the Potomac River.
Their journey that night did not end in the icy waters of the Potomac, but in the warm embrace of a very loving God.
The president took the opportunity to call for changes.
We're all going to sit down and do a great computerized system for our control towers.
Saying that system should be brand new, not pieced together and obsolete. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
CBS's Stacy Lynn reports a utility may have been responsible for one of the Los Angeles area wildfires last month.
Southern California Edison acknowledged its equipment may have started the Hearst fire in Sylmar. And officials are now looking into whether one of the company's idle transmission lines became energized and sparked the deadly Eaton fire as well.
There's still no evidence the utility was to blame. Stocks are mixed this afternoon. The Dow down 179 points, but the NASDAQ is up 52. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. There were a bunch of crashes in Racine and Kenosha last night and into the morning. A wintry mix froze up with roads a rink. Incidents included a Milwaukee County Sheriff's Squad being struck on 43, a seven-car pileup in one area, and a Racine County Sheriff's Squad involved in an accident on Seven Mile Road. Windy today, more coming up in the forecast. A drug bust in Kenosha Tuesday was the result of a tag team maneuver. The Racine County Sheriff's Office Metro Drug Unit and the Kenosha Drug Operation Group collaborated on a search warrant. It led to the arrest of a 26-year-old. Investigators say they seized over 70 pounds of pot and nearly $4,000 in cash. A music teacher in Racine County is making a positive impact on her students. Go deeper with her story online at Racine County Eye. And the parent company of the Racine Journal-Times and the Kenosha News is again experiencing technical issues. Print and digital editions have been halted. The disruption at Lee Enterprises affects over 70 papers across the country. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks and their losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks snapping a four-game losing streak by beating the Hornets in Charlotte, 112-102. Damian Lillard, with 29 points after Giannis, had to sit out the game with a sore calf muscle. Next, the Bucks face the Hawks tomorrow night. Head coach Doc Rivers.
No one likes losing, I can tell you that. So getting a win, going to Atlanta, you know, hopefully having Giannis back and see what we have from there.
The Bucks making moves before today's trade deadline, sending Chris Middleton and their first-round pick A.J. Johnson to the Wizards for Kyle Kuzman and Wisconsin native Patrick Baldwin. Then last night, they picked up a center, Jericho Sims from the Knicks, for guard DeLon Wright and cash. NFL, the Chiefs and the Eagles back on the practice field. Do the Packers have enough experienced players to make it to a Super Bowl? Packers running back Josh Jacobs.
I think that it can go either way, honestly. But I think that what we need is just some guys that we know that in this league are already proven and they've done it at a high level.
That's Josh Jacobs with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A brutal wind today. It's sustained out of the west up to 30 miles per hour with gusts peaking at 40 to 50, making it difficult to drive with power outages possible. And it's also making our temperatures feel about 15 degrees cooler. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it. Down on my knees for you.
Scene's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hello, Dick Graceffa.
Hi, Kurt. How are you this afternoon?
Doing pretty well. Dick Graceffa does high school sports for us. And tonight, Dick, you've got an intra-city game, don't you?
I sure do. We have the Park Panthers traveling to play crosstown rival, the Case Eagles, in a rematch from earlier this year.
And how did it go earlier this year?
Park won the first outing, but Case has been playing much better since then, so I expect a pretty competitive game tonight.
All right, tell me about the two teams.
Well, the two teams, you got the Park Panthers, who are ranked number three in Division One. Their only loss this year has been to Racine St. Catharines. Case, as I mentioned, lost to Park earlier this year, but has been playing better now, and I believe they're tied for third place in the conference. So these games always, you throw the records out when the Racine teams play each other. They're very competitive ball games.
Well, I was going to say, just based on the record, you would give the advantage to Park, right? But you're telling me forget that.
Well, I am I am telling you that, but yeah, I mean, Park has done very well this year. They have a very good team, and I expect them to go very far in the playoffs.
All right, broadcast details for us, please.
Okay, we'll have pregame at 6:30 with tip-off at 7 p.m.
All right, it's Dick Graceffa, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
7:37, come on, out of the sky, or won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight?
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Big world, and I see all kind of girls. She's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. About that little lady, and the lady is mine. But she's never in the way, always something nice to say. What a blessing! I can leave her on her own, knowing she's okay alone, and there's no messing. She's a she knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady, and the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. You want to save some money? Here's what you do. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. You can save up to 50% on local food, service, and merchandise. Just go to WRJN.com, find that Big Deals logo, shop from home with up to 50% savings. Check out the site often. New deals every week.
Take a break from the daily grind and treat yourself to something sweet at the Peach Cobbler Factory. Delight in a variety of cobblers, each topped with vanilla bean ice cream. From timeless peach to indulgent cherry and decadent caramel apple, there's a flavor to satisfy every craving. Enjoy freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls served in-house through the drive-thru or at your next birthday party or special event with signature catering options. When winter's chill bites, nothing warms the soul like a stop at the Peach Cobbler Factory. Open every day at noon.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Mattress Firm's President's Day sale is happening now. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 plus a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Please.
It is Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, it's cold and flu season, and I'm so convinced I'm about to catch something that I'm eating M&Ms one by one with a glass of water.
You gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
Eleanor G, I think you're swell, and
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and local news has never been covered more completely, as WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to field Racine County's largest local news team. Now, in addition to our 98 years of experience covering local news, the Racine County Eye adds their journalistic experience to our on-air and online reporting. You'll hear the headlines on WRJN, then read the details online at racinecountyeye.com. A new era in local news coverage, the Racine County Eye and WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The city of Racine is in mourning. Alder Molly Jones from the 2nd District has passed away with a statement out from the city. Jones was just reelected last year to the 2nd District. For updated information about her death and the reaction from Racine's leaders, check out racinecountyeye.com. A series of alleged sexual assaults on massage therapists in Racine and Kenosha has come to light following an arrest. 31-year-old Henry White of Racine is charged with second-degree sexual assault. He was arrested after a reported incident on January 30th at a North Main Street business in Racine. Investigators discovered multiple similar cases. The criminal complaint says some victims were allegedly reluctant to report due to fears about their immigration status. Flight for Life was called but couldn't come for a Caledonia crash this morning. It happened at Highway K and Gulf Road at around 7. One person was trapped in a vehicle and another was suffering a serious leg injury. Flight for Life was placed on standby but couldn't come due to the weather. And again, to recap our top story, Alder Molly Jones from Racine's 2nd District has passed away. Don Rosen will have Mayor Corey Mason on tomorrow for a reaction. For the latest now, check out racinecountyeye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Battling a brutal wind today. It's sustained out of the west up to 30 miles per hour with gusts peaking at 40 to 50, making it difficult to drive with power outages possible. And it's also making our temperatures feel about 15 degrees cooler. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
I fall off my chair and I'm wondering how
1972, it's Steelers Wheel and Stuck in the Middle with You on WRJN. That's off their first album, their self-titled album. After two more albums, Jerry Rafferty of the group went on to a solo career. He had a hit with Baker Street.
John and Mitchie were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line. And McGuire's just a getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Saul is a daddy, you know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that you do. Let's go south. Danny says, "Olly golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you?" Saul, Danny, and Sebastian sat. McGuinn and McGuire still are getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away. When Danny met Cass, he gave a love bar. McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, slow slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break up, everything you shake up, yes, it had to be that way. Sebastian hands on for me spoonful. McGuire just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at. Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Oh. Agents can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea. Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it. We knew she'd come eventually. Greasing on American Express cars.
But keeping out the heat's hard.
The beastly vibrations in our imaginations can't go on indefinitely. And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
We'll be right back.
Stones, Jumping Jack Flash on WRJN. Thank you so much for listening to local news and timeless hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app. Or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Just download the app at civicmedia.us.
Looking mighty now, here she comes. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got rings, it's on a finger now and everything. Devil with a blue dress, blue dress. Finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real humdinger, and I like her like that. Devil with a blue red, blue red.
If your love still strong.
Local news, timeless hints, WRJN. You know, sometimes there's just not enough time to listen to a full-length countdown of all the timeless hits. So you can listen Saturday morning as Rick Johnson presents the weekend's Capsule Countdown. It's a fast-paced minute that counts down a year, a theme, or a topic. With a great capsule of great timeless hits, you can listen Saturday mornings for it at 8:30 and again at 9:30 on WRJN.
Share your love with an unforgettable gift from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Making love blossom since day one, Sunnyside has been Kenosha's family tradition for stunning, customized floral arrangements for any occasion. This Valentine's Day, pair your perfect gift with premium chocolates, an adorable plush bear or puppy designed to melt their heart. Share your love in the most beautiful way and visit Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Located on 75th Street and 30th Avenue, open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their dark chocolate decadence Kringle, a chocolate lover's dream. O&H's flaky pastry has a layer of premium dark chocolate and a layer of dark chocolate silk filling. It's made even better with chocolate icing topped with colored chocolate curls. Love chocolate? Get one this week. Dark chocolate decadence Kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers Power Lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Just Brew It in Union Grove. From handcrafted coffees to soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community. Carefully curated to fuel your day. Whether you're dashing through the snow or seeking a serene retreat, Just Brew It creates the perfect winter ambiance for you. Savor the warmth in every sip at Just Brew It. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. All right, let me give you a little music trivia here. It was on this date in 1958, February 6, 1958. George Harrison joined the Liverpool group, the Quarrymen. who eventually became the Beatles.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Glad all over, so glad you're mine. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Federal workers have more time to consider President Trump's proposed buyout offer now that a judge has temporarily blocked it. Jackie Simon is with the American Federation of Government Employees.
It's a very, very bad deal for the employee under certain circumstances.
CBS's Linda Kenyon is at the White House.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says many federal workers are embracing the offer.
The last time I checked in with Office of Personnel and Management, there was more than 40,000 individual federal workers who had accepted the buyout program.
Leavitt says the plan will cut government spending.
It's going to save the American people tens of millions of dollars, and we encourage federal workers in this city to accept the very generous offer.
A federal judge has scheduled a hearing for Monday and told the administration it must extend the deadline for workers to apply for the program. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
House Democrats have introduced the Taxpayer Data Protection Act to counteract Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency, which has already frozen funding for many federal programs. Here's Illinois Democratic Congressman Sean Casten.
We are in the midst of a constitutional crisis.
Casten mentioned a narcissistic billionaire running the government who peddles in fascism, but didn't say if he was referring to Musk or Trump. A federal judge in Seattle has blocked the president's order banning birthright citizenship. Washington's Nick Brown was one of the many state attorneys general who had sued to block the order.
The United States government cannot take any action to enforce or implement the executive order that was issued by the president. And we will see what next steps the United States tries to take. But for now, the law remains, and we'll be subject to